It's good to be together today to worship God, to pray together. You may not know this, but there are about 70 people that I know of that are on a prayer chain at this church. We operate it by email. If you would like to be one of those who gets an email just to pray for someone through the week, and if you're on and off your email all the time or just check it once a day, this might be a nice thing. If you'll write on the friendship pads when you write your name, and I hope you'll write that you're here, and there's a place to put your email, and if you would like to be on the prayer chain, just write that there, and we'll do that. And what happens, we learn of somebody in the hospital, or somebody calls and said, I would like to be on the prayer chain, and that goes out just as quickly as we receive that. So you could be a part of that ministry, and invite you to do that. Well, let us go to God in prayer. There will be a time for you to name a name or say a concern, if you'd like. And then we'll say the Lord's Prayer together. Let us pray. Lord of life, how thankful we are for the wondering gift of it all. Day following night, new energy following weariness, even joy and resurrection following grief and death and sadness. We give thanks, Lord, that our lives exist because of you and that you have not left us. You did not create it all and run away, but you are still very much here. Lord, we pray for those for whom life is difficult, for those for whom the holidays are more bitter than sweet. We pray that places where reconciliation is needed and forgiveness is needed and patience is needed, that it will be there by your strengthening of all of us. Oh Lord, you have shared with us richly and help us to share. Use us to serve your children who don't have enough of what we have more than enough of. We give thanks for our youth who will be preparing packages with the Downtown Rescue Mission tonight. Bless those hundreds of families who will be touched. We pray for people of goodwill across this community and across this nation and across this world who are sharing what they have, and help us to do it. Lord, hear the prayers we raised just now, the things of our hearts. Oh Lord, you hear our prayers. Help us always to listen to you, to open our hearts to you through the scriptures, through the words, even through what comes our way every day, that we might see you in it, seeking your kingdom and all that comes to us. All these things we pray in the name of the one who taught us to pray and to say together, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You did so beautifully on the rhythms this morning. Did you know that the opening page of your Bible is a song? It's a poem. Now, it's printed like it's run on, but if it were printed as it really is, there would be responses like a song. So I want you to help me. I want you to help me read the scriptures. Now, the band is going to spread out. They're going to be in three sections, and it's going to be on the scripture. It's going to be on the screen, and I'm going to read the black, and over here, can you see the blue line? Let's read the line in blue, number 4. And God saw that the light was good, And then you're going to be the red, and your line is, and there was evening, and there was morning, the first day, and it'll be second day, third day. And your line is a green line, and yours is the easiest of all. Yours, and it was so. Can you say that? And it was so. You got it. Okay. Would you stand as we all join in the scripture reading on this day? In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
And God saw that the light was good.
And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. God called the dome sky. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together He called seas.
And God saw that it was good.
Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness.
And God saw that it was good.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day.
And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures. Let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." So God created the great sea monsters, and every living creature that moves of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the sea, and let birds multiply on the earth."
And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day.
And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind." God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind.
And God saw that it was good.
Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in His image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that's upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given you every green plant for food." Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done.
So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation.
This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Oh Lord, you made it all. You made us, and you're still making us, and you're still making this world. Help us to move to your rhythms. In Jesus' name, amen. First man to fly in outer space, first man to orbit the earth, Yuri Gagarin, a Russian. It will be 50 years this April, April the 12th. It will be 50 years since that day in 1961. And those of us who can remember it thinking, not 50 years, yeah, it is. That amazing flight. You know, at the time of that Gagarin did this, Russia was part of the Soviet Union. Soviet Union had this official policy of atheism. It discouraged, even persecuted religion sometimes, many times. And the premier of the Soviet Union was Nikita Khrushchev. And so in 1961 or 62, after Gagarin had orbited around the Earth, first man, Khrushchev is making a speech, and he's kind of pushing the atheism thing and saying, he's making a little, punching a little fun at people who believe and defending the policy of atheism. And he is said to have remarked, Gagarin flew into space, and he didn't see God up there. Well, he was right. Of course not. Did you hear what you just said, what you just read? The place you're going to notice the fingerprints of God is Earth. It's not up there. It's here. It's here. The Bible keeps saying over and over from beginning to end, God's presence is with us. It's not in some far off place. God is here. That's this earth, this life is where God's presence and activity is going to be found for us. The place we're going to encounter God is real life in this real world. Now, the Bible does not say that God is found in a rock, in this rock, or that God is in a sacred river. Some religions say that. Some religions have sacred mountains, some have sacred rivers, and that is God, where God is. That's not what this says. This says God is to be found at work on earth in the rhythms. In the rhythms that are always going on. Have you noticed how we start our music here? Larry, drummer, he beats out the rhythm. He clicks on the guitars, drumsticks, it lays down the beat, and the music starts. And then Ed, bass guitar, keeps pushing it and pulling it. And these two guys keep it going. Genesis says God sort of starts the rhythm. Or maybe you've watched a conductor, Craig, or a leading band, or a conductor of an orchestra. And you know that they're not making the music in the sense that they're making the sounds, but they're guiding it. They're pulling it forth. They start. Or maybe some of you have seen a square dance. You know, there's a caller. And the caller says, this is the tune now. And then they begin to call people, and this is the move they're going to do next. I hear Genesis saying that God is the creator, is the power that starts and expresses himself through all these ongoing processes, the cycles of creation, the patterns of creation, the rhythm of creation. God says, let it be. And this thing moves. And what you read, you know, it had a rhythm to it. Originally, probably, this thing we read in the temple, they would have done it just like we did. You know, maybe they would have said, men, you say the, and it was good. And women, you'll say the evening came and morning came. And children, you'll say, you know, your part. And it was meant to be a rhythmic thing. And it's communicating to us this rhythm of God. I kind of noticed that this week, as I was sort of meditating, thinking, scribbling on this passage, as I was thinking about what I would say, and it dawned on me first that this thing we read is not just something that happened back then. I mean, it's in the beginning, but it's not just in the beginning. The point of it is also now. This is also now. Creation is ongoing. I noticed it in a big way on Thursday. I was going down to Birmingham to see my father. So I'm traveling down I-65. Beautiful day, bright blue sky. I get there to the bridge at the Tennessee River on 65. Man, the sun's out, the water is, you know, the sun's sort of sparkling on the water. And and it's morning. And I'm thinking, what a glorious morning. And that was good because I had the day before had been a dark day. It'd been a hard day. And I went to bed, you know, tired. But I woke up. It was a new day. And it was beautiful. And it's like God said one more time, let there be day. Evening came, morning came, and the new day. It's this rhythm that God has laid down. But what occurred to me is that this rhythm is not just out there in the atmosphere, in the sun and the moon, in the alternating day and night. It's in us. Have you ever had somebody, maybe in the hospital, and that's how they do? They got their days and nights mixed up. You know how that, something's not right. It's out of rhythm. It's out of sync. It's not like it's supposed to be. This rhythm of day and night is also in us. It's in us. So what this means is that every night when you go to bed tired and every morning when you wake up refreshed, every morning when it's dark and then every day when the light comes, you're a part of God's ongoing creation. This is not just something that happened then. It is something that happens ongoing. It's still happening. I'm crossing the river down there, the Tennessee River, and you know, it's just this beautiful view. It's like a calendar, you know, as far as you can see, water. But the way there are channels and then there's strips of dry land, you know. And I'm thinking, man, the waters, the dry land separates the waters from the waters. And I'm thinking, man, this was not just back then in this Genesis story. This is 20 miles south of where I live, and this is happening every day. It's ongoing. God still says, let it be. The colors. I crossed that bridge, and the colors, you know, they hadn't been so great, but they were hitting that day. And so there's the reds and the yellows and the browns. And you know, I'm thinking, Genesis says that God is the choreographer of the seasons. You know, you got the azaleas and redbuds and dogwoods in the spring. Then you move to the dark greens in the summer. Then you get this magnificent show I was seeing in the fall. And then you'll get the stark gray, black, brown branches later. It's not just something God did. It's something God does. God still says, let it be. And then, and I'm not making this up, as if on cue, you know, from some great producer or choreographer or cinematographer, these birds come over. you know, and there's a bunch of them. And you know how lately you see these birds swarming? You know, and I'm thinking, all these birds, you know, their brain isn't as big as a peanut. And all these birds flying, and they don't bump into each other. You know, and I'm thinking everything that swarms on earth, you know. And then there's this stuff I'm seeing with my eye, but there's a lot of stuff going on I cannot see that are still rhythms and process. A lot of it's going on at the cellular level. Photosynthesis, you know, light turned into sugars, these trees, and carbon dioxide and oxygen exchange going, water evaporating, returning, you know, as rain. This is going on, these cycles. God still says, let it be. And then there's the stuff going on with the vegetation. The leaves are falling. They're going to decay. But the seeds are also falling. The decaying leaves are going to help nurture the seeds. And then they will come back up and there will be more. And it's this seed season, these cycles that God said, let there be. And it still is. And then down under the water, there's stuff going on I can't even see. I mean, there's hatchlings already hatched out, I guess. Fish growing to maturity. They will lay eggs. Eggs will be fertilized. Then there will be new hatchlings. And the whole thing's going on. And over in the mud along the banks, I guess there's water moccasins going through water moccasin life cycle. I guess that's the sea monsters that God created, the monsters of the water. And there's salamanders and frogs and turtles all of the turtle and the frog and the salamander thing. And it's not just what God did, it's what God does. And if that's not overwhelming enough, I'm driving this car that is fueled by petroleum that was made over a process of millions of years, and then there was a process to extract it, and there's all the physics going on with my car, and I am in swirls of swirls. And then it's my body that's taking all this in. I mean, I'm seeing it, the light, all the stuff going on with my retina to my brain and all of that kind of stuff. And then there is my blood that's swooshing through my body, 60 times a minute or so, without me at once saying, okay, heartbeat, and it just happens. And breath, in and out, without once me saying, okay, lungs, breathe. And that banana I ate for breakfast, it is being turned into sugars that are fueling my brain that is thinking this stuff. And I'm thinking there are complexes of complexes going on in this world. And I take a sip of my coffee from my travel mug, and I think of those seed-bearing plants that God made. The very best one He made was the coffee tree. It's not, it's kin to cherry. If you've ever seen, it looks like a little tiny cherry. You can't eat the outsides. They're awful. But the seed, the bean, you roast it, you grind it, and that's what you get. And, it's all these cycles. And Genesis is talking about God is in the multiplication of life, pulsing through creation, leading the great symphony in the process. God is the production manager, the choreographer, the producer, the director, the one who keeps saying, let it be, and it just goes on. So I get to Birmingham. My dad is in the hospital. That's why I went. He was having a good day in the midst of a bad week, having some treatments for a kind of a chronic condition he's got. But we're having a good day, and he's talking, and we talk about family and all kind of stuff, and he begins to talk about his parents. And he says, I'm just getting old. And he talks about his parents getting old. And he talks about going to see his parents in the hospital when they were in their 80s. And it dawns on me, and here I am, listening to my dad in the hospital. Man, my kids better come see me when I get to be 80 and get in the hospital. I hope they do. They better do that. And I'm thinking, this generation stuff that God set in motion. The generations. Did you know you are here? You are the result of thousands of ancestors that lived and were fruitful and multiplied that got you to this very moment. God said, let there be, and keeps saying it, and it keeps happening. Creation keeps happening, and we're part of it. Used to be our efforts to reach other people, our evangelism, would be telling people, you need to get God in your life. That's probably not what we should have been saying. What we should be saying is, do you realize God is in your life? Do you realize that? The thing we'd say to people is, if you died tonight, would you wake up in heaven? What we should have been saying is Psalm 27:13, I believe I shall see the Lord in the land of the living. It's now. It's God's life in us. God every day saying, let it be, and our life going on. And so what we want to say to people is, do you realize what a miracle you are? What life, God's life is in you. So go with that rhythm. Live with that rhythm. Recognize that. Praise God for it and surrender to it. That's what we need to be saying. Well, for much of my life, especially my younger years, when I thought maybe I could learn to dance, people would keep saying, you just ain't got rhythm, And I've come to see that ain't right. I do. And you do. Even if you can't dance. Because it is in us. Our lives are in the rhythm of God, and God's rhythm is in us. When we are sleeping, when we are waking, when we are breathing in and out, when our pulse is pulsing. A lot of our contemporary music, we've taken secular songs and then they've, put other words to it. Christians have always been doing it. Somebody needs to take, George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm and write some Christian words to that. Because that's what we are. We are alive in the pace of God. Now, some people don't see that. Grace, faith is a gift. If you see it, that is just a gift. And I don't know why some have the gift and some don't. I also don't understand why some fight it so much, seeing it. It's kind of like two fish swimming in that Tennessee River that I'm going over. And one fish says to the other fish, hey, what do you think about this water stuff they keep saying exists? I don't know if I believe in this water stuff or not. Or it's like two of those birds flying over. One says, hey, do you believe in this air stuff? I just don't know about that. But we know. And what we know is that God is the one in whom we live and move and have our being, Paul says. Or as Jesus says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Or as another writer says, our life is in God, the one who is, who was, and is to be. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, Lord, for the wonder of your life in us, and us in you, for all the ways you're alive in us. Open our hearts, our minds, our imagination. Help us to surrender to your mercies. And to see, as you said, that it is good, indeed, very good. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in God's power, go in God's peace. See God at work in your life and in all you meet. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.